From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Air Force flew two B-1B bombers over the Korean Peninsula Saturday, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. This while the international community reacts to news that North Korea has tested another intercontinental ballistic missile, and U.S. President Donald Trump criticizes China for not doing enough to discourage North Korea. The U.S. Pacific Command said the mission was in direct response to North Korea's escalatory launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on July 3rd and July 28th. The 10-hour Joint Forces mission began at Anderson Air Base in Guam. U.S. Air Force bomber jets were joined by two Japanese F-2 fighter jets in Japanese airspace. The U.S. bombers then flew over the Korean Peninsula and were accompanied by four South Korean fighter jets. The U.S. bombers also did a low pass over South Korea's airbase before returning to Guam. Voting is underway in Venezuela for a controversial vote called by President Nicolas Maduro. Voters are casting ballots for a constituent assembly whose 545 members will be charged with rewriting the country's constitution. State television showed Maduro voting in a West Caracas polling station. Critics assert that only Maduro supporters are candidates and that they could revise the constitution to keep him in office indefinitely. The political opposition is urging a boycott of that vote, which leaves only supporters of the president to cast ballots. The opposition says the vote is fraudulent and has called for demonstrations. Maduro has banned public demonstrations through next Tuesday, saying anyone defying them risk up to 10 years in prison. This is